Let's try a Skype call to China. I'm calling Jesse in China right now. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. It's ringing. Hello? Jesse?
Hello?
Hey, hi, is this Jesse in China?
Yeah, I'm Jesse in Beijing.
In Beijing?
Yeah.
My name is Chris T. Calling from
Chris
radio
T.
calling from radio station WFMU in New Jersey.
Okay, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jesse?
I'm fine, too. It's nice to meet you here.
What time is it in Beijing?
It's 10 to 9 p.m. here in Beijing.
It's 10 to 9 p.m. It's 10 to 8 a.m. here in New Jersey.
Okay, I see. It's cool.
Yeah. So
it's a very big time difference between us.
That's 13 hours by my count.
Okay,
so
yeah,
your day is already done, and it's Friday evening. What are you doing on Friday evening?
Okay, because I have, I will take an exam in 2 days, which means the day after tomorrow. So maybe I should spend some time in preparing for that examination.
Oh, you're hitting the books, as we say here in America.
Yeah, because, I will take the TOEIC, which is the test for the, a test of the English for the international communication.
Well, your English is pretty good.
Thank you so much.
It's much better than my Chinese.
I just try my best to get some chance to chat with the friends around the world, I think, which will improve my oral English.
I think
it's
so.
It's a very good practice.
I think it's a great idea.
So
I was calling to ask you specifically about John Lennon, your thoughts and feelings about John Lennon and the Beatles in China.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any feelings and thoughts you'd like to share on that topic?
I beg your pardon, because the voice is not very clearly. And
do you know the artist John Lennon? John Lennon. Do you know who John Lennon is?
Maybe I'm not sure what his name in Chinese.
What his name would be in Chinese? Wow,
yeah.
I don't know either. What about the Beatles?
Okay, I know one of the famous band in the world, famous around the world. Is that right?
Yes, the Beatles are a very famous band around the
world.
So
one of the partners gave a play in Beijing. Is that right? What do you mean?
Paul McCartney, I think, has played in China, hasn't he? I believe Paul McCartney may have played there. I was calling because yesterday was the 25th anniversary of John Lennon's death here in New York City. And I was
I see. I get some ideas from the newspaper. And so far, I get some information about news. But I'm so sorry. I'm not sure some information about that in Beijing here.
Okay,
yeah, so sorry about that.
Well, if you go to WFMU.org on the internet, you can stream our audio. And for the next hour or so, I will be playing John Lennon's music.
Okay, can you read?
It's the URL is WFMU.
WFMU.
.org.
Okay. I will receive that WFMU.org. Is that right?
That's correct. And it's a freeform radio station in Jersey City, New Jersey. Streaming audio on the web.
Okay, I can. So you mean that you will get a play on the internet?
Yes, we will play music. We do play music on the internet. Yes, we do. And I will be playing some John Lennon music at 8 p.m. I'm sorry, 8 a.m. my time. 9 p.m.
Okay, so
your
you
time.
Are okay, so you are very big fans about that.
Well, I'm doing a morning show, and I'm not, strictly speaking, I'm not a DJ, so this is the only thing I could come up with. I understand that it's lame, but it's really all that I can do this morning, because the snow is coming down like a motherfucker.
Okay.
Do you know the word motherfucker?
Maybe some phrase or native word that I'm not sure what that means in Chinese.
You're not sure what motherfucker means in Chinese?
Yeah.
It means to, if it would be a very, it's a very bad thing.
Yeah, I know so. What do you mean. You
oh,
mean,
okay, yes.
Until you're feeling not very well about that thing, so maybe you can use that phrase to express your feelings.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not feeling very well about the snow. You're exactly right. I drove down here like a doo-doo-doo. You know what that
okay,
is?
So, okay,
do you know
I
what
see.
You know, Jesse, do you know what schmuck means?
What?
Schmuck. Have you heard the word?
I don't know, sorry.
This word schmuck, it's a good American word. It means asshole.
I see.
Okay. All right. So you try.
Yeah, I got that.
You use that word today in conversation, and I will play some Beatles and then some John Lennon for you, Jesse, in Beijing. Thank you for being part of Communication Breakdown. I appreciate your being here.
Okay.
Nice to speak with you.
And so nice to meet you.
And goodbye.
Okay. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I made a new friend in China. Jesse is his name. And nice to speak with Jesse, who's studying for his exams in a couple of days so he can learn English. It's all part of the Chinese plan to have conquered the world by the year 2048. But I will play some John Lennon for Jesse in Beijing, and he could stream it, and he can listen to it, and he can understand, because I'm sure he's lacking in information about John Lennon. Although, they say the Chinese are, you know, the fastest growing group of people who are getting online, who are using the internet, and who are adopting new technologies like voice over internet protocol, which is what we were just using via Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, to speak with Jesse in Beijing. But here on our regular old landline, we're getting a phone call into the studio.